Side A of cassette tape number 6 is now filled, and I have turned it over. So now we'll start the other recorder, the woolen sack.
I haven't had that done. But that's the only time I ever went to a doctor. Well, I believe we went to Dr. Perkins at one time. They cut out an ingrown toenail. I never did have anything serious. I never had a broken bone till after I was married. And when I was out at the arsenal, jumping off a car, stepped onto a stake and broke my ankle.
What year was that?
I remember I broke my ankle. He was living on 27th Street then, wasn't he?
When you was at the arsenal, when did you work then?
That was when we were on 27th Street, 526 27th.
Didn't you...
Working on the National Railroad.
Weren't you picking cherries on welfare business once when you broke a leg or arm, or what was that?
Oh, that's when I broke my ankle, getting these things wrong here. When I stepped on that stake out at the arsenal, I threw my kneecap out.
At the arsenal, you just threw your kneecap out?
Yes.
Well, now, how'd you break your ankle then?
I was out at North Ogden, up an apricot tree, and I had a ladder with one leg on it, you know, for the Jews were picking fruit in orchards, and the ladder gave way with me, and an old rickety ladder gave way with me, and I fell to the ground and broke my ankle.
That must have been about 1938 or 9?
Yeah, about 1939, I suppose. I went out there to help on the welfare plan, called for helpers, and I went out and helped them. And I had my ankle in the cast for 5 or 6 weeks. It wasn't very, about 5 weeks, I guess. But when I threw my right kneecap out at the arsenal, went to Dr. Jensen, and he said, well, it'll be necessary to put your leg in a cast for 3 months. I says, no, you won't put my leg in a cast, Dr. Jensen. I says, I'll take care of it myself. So I went down to Kammeyer's sports store, and they bought me an elastic sleeve and put that over my knee and worked every day and didn't have any trouble with it at all. I haven't had any trouble with it since. Sat at the arsenal. At the arsenal, I went to throw a switch, and the switch had been run through, you know, and it spiked it down.
This is a railroad switch.
Yeah, railroad switch. Well, it was spiked down. I couldn't throw it over. I reached down to throw it over, you know, and it didn't give. And a couple of ribs broke.
What year was that?
Oh, that must have been about 41.
Did you have to do anything about fixing
it? I went to Dr. Jensen. He taped it. And I worked every day. So that's a broken ankle, 2 broken ribs, and a kneecap out.
Go ahead.
When I was a boy, I used to make wagons. I had...
This was a full-size wagon?
No, it was just a small wagon, modeled after the wagons that were in use in those days. it had a reach to hold the frame. That is, it was a framework for the box that went onto the wagon. It had a the front part had a kingpin in it, and it was. I wish I could
draw a picture, huh?
I wish I could draw a picture of it. Had a kingpin in the front. The front wheels would turn, and this would be stationary, holding the box of the wagon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it had pieces on the side, and on the rear wheels, too, to hold the box on the frame. And then it had the front wheels would turn, and it had this part on the front wheels would turn so far until it hit the reach.
Uh-huh.
And then the wagon would turn around that way without the wheels. The wheels wouldn't go, would go back just as far as the wagon bed, turn as far under as the wagon bed.
What would you use for wheels?
They had wheels that they made for boys' wagons in those days. They're about a foot high. In the reach of the wagon, I would get a bolt and heat it in the fire and bore the holes through the reach with that red hot iron.
I see.
And I'd put the tongue on there, the part that the tongue fit on, would come into the, shut it off a minute, the red hot iron.
What age was this when you were making these wagons?
Oh, I was 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get the wood? You mentioned that. Railroad slats, you said?
Yeah, I'd pick up the wood along the railroad tracks.
What kind of tools did you have? Did you have just a saw?
Had a hammer and a saw.
Yeah. Bored the holes with a hot bolt.
With a hot bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd get a 5-gallon can and build a fire under it. And get a cork and put jiggers in it like this. And the steam would come out there, out of the can here, and blow against these and turn them around.
That water in the can, a steam boiler then, and turn it around.
Get a 5-gallon can and put a fire.
A turbine wheel?
Put a turbine wheel on it. The steam would come out at the hole in the can at the top here, you know, and just blow them pedals around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go around in a circle. Boy.
Say that again.
They had pigeons and rabbits when I was a boy.
What kind of pigeons?
Fantail pigeons. And pink eye rabbits.
Yeah, you must have had a big enough place to keep things like this.
Yes, had a large enough backyard to take care of them. You used to get a lot of fun out of raising rabbits and pigeons. Used to sell some.
Your brother Sam?
Brother Sam, he had chickens.
chicken coop in the backyard. He had chickens and I had the rabbits and pigeons.
Chickens for laying eggs or just
yeah,
for fun?
Chickens for laying eggs.
Did you have a cow in those days?
No, no cow. Didn't have any cow.
Buy milk?
You bought the milk. They used to bring the milk around. Milkman would bring milk around in big 5-gallon cans.
And dip some out
and,
for you?
We'd have a lard bucket. When he came to the house, I'd bring out a lard bucket and he'd fill that full of milk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd pour the milk out of these cans into a measure, a gallon measure,
mm-hmm.
and four quarts on it, or he could sell you a pint or a quart or 2 quarts,
mm-hmm.
and you get it in these lard buckets. He didn't have any containers that they sold it in those days.
Was
this
pasteurized?
No, it wasn't pasteurized. This Jerry man came from Riverdale. His name was Bingham. He used to come every day with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no pasteurization of milk in those days. We seemed to get along all right on it. Thrived on the milk. The people used to make their own ice cream. And the first man in Ogden to make ice cream for commercial purposes was Mr. Brown, Brown Ice Cream Company.
Mm-hmm.
He started out in a small way and eventually made a large business out of it. Sold ice cream. Went for miles around selling ice cream in these different towns, you know. First ice cream, he used to deliver it in a little wagon pulled by hand. Sold it around to the stores.
Did you have ice boxes in your home?
He had ice boxes in those days. Used to, the ice man used to bring ice when you wanted, every day or every other day, according as you needed it. Didn't have any freezers like they have today. Used to get ice cream and, or used to get ice and break it up into small pieces and use it in the ice cream freezer to freeze your ice cream with.
Well, that was the end of the third reel of 7.5-inch tape that had been recorded on the woolen sack recorder. I checked the tape through both sides completely, and the only material on the tape was on side one, and it went to about 1/3 of the reel empty, and then there was no more talk, no more information on it. So that's too bad. Wish we had more.